everybody. What's up? Welcome to Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 49, and today with us we've got Matt, Angel, and Nick is back. What is up, you guys?
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Okay,
hey,
First off, before we even start, Pokemon Black and White is out, and if you don't have it, you need to go to the store and buy it right now.
Why would I have to go buy it right now when I can wait for Gray?
Because it's amazing.
And Gray's going to be so
Gray's going to be like another year.
It's fine. Perfectly fine. Gray's going to be so much better.
No, it's not fine.
How is DJ Danger Mouse going to
buy it
the
right
soundtrack?
Now.
Yeah, guys, it's Pokemon Mulatto. It is coming out very soon. And
confirmed by Nintendo.
Yeah. But if anybody wants to buy me a copy, Adam,
oh, feel free.
Angel,
yes.
Listener. If you want to hook me up, I will take a copy. And I will play it, and I'll give you my full review next day.
Service. Well, you're gonna beat it in one day.
It's pretty impressive.
I'll beat it multiple times in one day.
Nice. I mean,
wait, are we talking about video games still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, Matt, have you been playing anything?
Yeah, I beat it. Dragon Age Origins, in anticipation for the new Dragon Age, which I don't have the money to buy. Mm-hmm. Or rather, I have the money to buy, but I'm unemployed, so I can't spend the money to buy it. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It's a fun game. I put 800 hours into it, I think. And
not nearly enough.
Yeah, and it was great. It's a really fun game. The ending gets really great. There's a couple sex scenes in there, really sexy. Just like boner-inducing cutscenes, you know.
Who would have thought that the sex scenes would be sexy?
Yeah, no, they're actually not. They're really
weird.
Like, yeah, I could barely jerk it to these scenes. Like, it was real tough, but I did it.
You had to use your imagination.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're like 15 seconds, so you have to work fast when it comes to Dragon Age. But yeah, it's fun. It's got a satisfying conclusion. it gets real good at the end, and
are we still talking about Dragon Age?
Yes, okay. Yes, we kind of are. It's just it's a nice game.
Cool. Anything else?
No. I mean, I will say
playing something that I've been playing. You've been playing with
me. Oh, little Big Planet 2. Baby Trig Planet.
Nice.
I'll talk more about that when it's my turn.
Yeah, and I've been playing a lot of Brawl.
Yeah.
Every
day we get up and we play a few rounds of Brawl with our housemates.
Why haven't I been a part of this?
Because we're a full party. It's four people.
Oh, you guys suck.
It's great.
I'm getting pretty good at Toon Link.
I'm getting pretty good at
Snake. Did I win every match last night? Except for one,
no,
I think.
I won one.
Yeah, it was 3-1. So.
It was
good job,
man. It was a good round.
All right, Nick.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I've been playing Little Big Planet 2, and I got to tell you, it's one of the greatest games ever made. It's so good.
It is. I've been playing it right alongside.
Have you guys been making stuff or like playing?
No,
through
just
the campaign?
Just playing through the campaign and playing online games like people nice. Have made, and it's incredible. It's everything that I loved about the first one plus like a million times more.
What's the best game you've played online so far?
Well, they have an 8-bit, the original 8-bit Legend of Zelda game that somebody made.
Right.
That was really cool.
I liked Moonlander.
Moonlander was fun. We played that one like top-down like Contra-style shooter. That was really cool.
I don't like Contra-style.
Yeah, like the second level in Contra 3.
That's like a Robotron kind
of. Or like, what's it called? Like Apache Warriors or Comanche? I don't remember. Yeah, but one of those top-down shooters that you can like.
So are they not? Are they not cracking down on like?
No, because Donkey Kong, the 8-bit Donkey Kong, was a medium molecule pick.
Really?
Yeah. So.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
good for them.
It's really, really good. But I mean, like the whole thing. Oh, we played mini golf. We played a really, really good mini golf game.
Yeah, mini golf is fun.
But like, it's everything that they were like promoting about the game. Like, oh, you don't even have to build side scrollers. You can do whatever you want. And you can build cutscenes. Like, people have already gotten so good at making games. Like, I mean, well, I guess it's been out for, like, a month now. But, like, when I bought it, it's already loaded with, like, really, really great stuff. And the campaign in this one is so good. And it changes up a little bit of the game mechanics. Like, there's a whole world dedicated to, you have to, like, lead around these NPCs. And then there's another level where you have to, like, pilot dogs called Robopups. And they're the most adorable thing in the world.
I like the hamsters the best.
Oh, the hamsters were great. They were, like, little wheels, and they shot really, really fast. But, yeah, you can ride animals, and they're adorable, and they're even cuter when they explode. But, yeah, it's a really great game. If you have the money and a PlayStation 3, I'd say screw Pokemon Black and White. Don't even worry about Pokemon Gray. Throw all the copies of Dragon Age 2 in the garbage and buy Little Big Planet 2.
Well, that's the thing, is that in Little Big Planet 2, like, I found a map. It was the entirety of Dragon Age 2 remade in Little Big Planet, just as good.
And, do they have Pokemon Black remade?
Yeah, the whole thing.
I bet somebody could make a Pokemon game.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Nah, you couldn't do turn-based battles.
You never know.
I don't think you could.
I'm sure you
could. Planet 3.
You can do turn-based putt-putt golf.
No, you can do turn-based things, but what I'm saying is cutting away to a different... I think that would be
complicated. I think you can.
Well, let's see. We'll look into this.
Listeners, make us a Pokemon Little Big Planet game. It is your mission.
Sackboy.
Listener.
Yeah, listener. Sorry.
No, I wasn't saying that there's only one listener. What I was making it more personal. Because if I address a listener, say Noah Harned. He's a listener, I know. He's probably listening to this. But he doesn't have a job. He's 12 years old. Yeah. He's unemployed.
He's got really, really good opinions about the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. So I wouldn't address him specifically. That's why I said listener. I tried to make it more personal without making it too personal.
You're reaching out, out, touching that person on the shoulder.
I'm sure the listener appreciates your thoughts.
Yeah.
Angel.
I actually just started playing Star Ocean.
Nice.
The PS3, and I've really hated so far.
Really?
Yeah. I guess I've just been playing so many Western RPGs that I can't stand the Japanese RPGs anymore.
Yeah,
I find all the characters so annoying.
Yeah,
and like,
horrible.
Like, I remember, like, I started feeling this way, like, when I was playing Final Fantasy 13. I was just like, oh, I just want to punch you guys in the face.
Yeah.
And then...
The Japanese?
No, the characters.
We already did that in World War II.
We did a little more.
Right, that whole thing.
But that, like, yeah, I just can't. I can't stand the characters. They're so annoying, and the battle system's like, it's all right. It's weird. It's annoying.
Well, how old is that game now?
Like 3 years old now. 2 years old.
Three?
No, I think it's two.
Star Ocean 3.
No, Star Ocean. The Last Hope. What is it? 5 or 4?
4, I think.
Yeah, because till the end of time is 3. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's like maybe 2 years old. Because I know last year the PS3 version came out, and that's one I've been hoarding from Gamefly for the past year. But yeah, that's all I've been playing and watching and trying to complete my mission to complete all the Gundam series.
Jeez.
In a year. Right now I'm on G Gundam, and that's really one of the worst ones.
Isn't it like
what was the one with like the chibi characters?
Yeah,
that's the different, like, a side story. That's like the SD Gundam deform, like super
SD. Yeah.
Why do they all have to sound like they're cars? Like
cards. SD. It's a card.
I don't know.
I have to say something about video games real fast. Last night, I did watch most of the Prince of Persia movie.
Okay.
It's on Netflix now.
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Don't watch it.
Yeah, I thought it was horrible too, but, you know, I was like,
it's really bad.
As a video game movie, it's really bad. As a regular movie, it's even worse.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Wow.
I do totally want to bone the girl in it, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I know.
So I can assume we're all totally looking forward to the Uncharted movie.
I like David Russell.
Yeah, I like David Russell. Read, actually, I like Mark Wahlberg.
I just read something. I'm going to go into that theater and pretend it's not Uncharted and then enjoy it.
That's probably a good idea.
It's probably going to be a good movie, but it's probably not going to be anything like Uncharted.
Mm-hmm.
I read something on Kotaku, one of the articles was "Moviegoers Don't Deserve an Uncharted Movie."
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't read it, though, because I saw that it was long.
Yeah, it's another kind of opinion thing, yeah, but I'm pretty sure no one deserves to have that thrown upon them.
I read the script for the movie, and there's a great part in the movie. This is where it really solidifies as an Uncharted movie. Mark Wahlberg's character, his name is John Drakeson. He's a cop. From Boston. And he goes to part of the town where they don't recognize, and they're like... Is like a his rookie partner is like, hey, what part of town are we in? And he's like, I don't know. This part's Uncharted. And he looks at the camera, and then the titles come up, and that really.
And that's
it's
the movie.
Just yeah, it's just like the game.
It's basically he reshot Training Day.
I love how the director was like, you know, we should do things for the fans. You know, keep the fans happy.
David O. Russell has never cared about any sort of fan.
And then he's like, you know, they shouldn't want like a legit like word for word translation of the video game to the movie. I was like, okay, what happened to listening to fans? Good job, good job.
We need to make a story for the movie.
We're going to make them a family of treasure hunters. I know the game had one guy, but fuck that. Better than one treasure hunter.
Three.
You have a family of treasure hunters.
Well, just think. Okay, what sounds like a better movie to you? Like this is Mars. Or Mars Needs Moms. One has a family, one doesn't. Mars Needs Moms is the hit of the year. Mars, who gives a fuck? It's not a planet.
That's a really good point. I just think it's the whole thing. I think it's cool that a studio is like, hey, they recognize that these are high-selling games, and there's some good quality to them. So they decided to put like a well-known, or not necessarily well-known, but like an acclaimed director. I mean, he did Three Kings and I Heart Huckabees and The Fighter, and he's a really good director, so it's cool that they have like a high profile filmmaker working on this movie. But David O. Russell is also batshit crazy. He's so, like, there's so many stories from like the sets of his movies, and you can see that video of him freaking out at Lily Tomlin on the set of I Heart Huckabees, where he like kicks a trash can and he calls her a cunt. And it's insane. He also got in a fight with George Clooney on the set of Three Kings. And
to his credit, being a director is very stressful, especially when you're working with such high profile actors.
Yeah, when you're working with Lily Tomlin. From what I hear, she's not pleasant.
I would have liked this if he got into a fight with George Clooney on the set of a movie George Clooney wasn't in.
Oh, like on the set of I Heart Huckabees.
Yeah.
George Clooney showed up and they just started battling.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I had this beef with you from Three Kings and I'm going to fucking take it out right now.
Or it's like on the set of like Terminator Salvation. They just crashed through the wall.
Yeah. None of
bare knuckle brawl.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden he's like, what the fuck is George Clooney doing on the set? Get out of the shot.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
And David O. Russell wasn't even working on that movie, so
yeah.
it's even better.
This makes it even better. They're like, oh, come on, guys, I'm trying to make a shitty movie here.
It's really weird that, like, I don't know, Christian Bale's never been in a David O. Russell film, and to know that they're done professionally now, it's crazy. It's crazy that Christian Bale would get that heated.
I don't get it.
I was quoting Christian Bale. Because in that video, or in the audio clip, he continuously goes, we're done professionally.
Wait, is Christian Bale the guy from The Sorcerer's Apprentice, or is he the guy from The Magician's Nephew? The book.
Oh. The Cirque de Freak?
Yeah.
He's that guy.
All right.
Is he a mind freak?
All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Adam's News Hour is going to be more like Adam's News 5 minutes.
Yes,
it's usually better that way.
Yeah, I know you're.
Because then we can go off on crazy tangents.
Tangents.
Yeah. All right, so Marvel vs. Capcom 3 came out. You should get that because it's awesome.
No, it's terrible. Yes, so everyone uses online. Everyone uses the same fucking cheap characters, and it just makes the experience.
Bison.
Wait, who are the cheap characters?
Dante is really cheap.
Dante is really cheap.
Dante's Inferno?
Yeah. That's, yeah. That's exactly who it is.
Is it really?
No,
he's not. He's not
Devil May Cry.
I knew it was Devil May Cry, but you were really convincing. That was amazing.
Dante's.
You
not
should play
in
Nathan Drake.
Dante's Inferno, is he?
Yeah, he is. He's the main character.
That's supposed to be Dante?
Yeah.
Oh.
And in Homer's Odyssey, you play as Homer.
I thought Dante.
You play as Homer in both the Iliad and the Odyssey.
I thought Dante, the author, was just like an author, and he wasn't like a guy with a scythe.
No, he's got a scythe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Read it again.
They really... Yeah, you need to read it again. You apparently missed something in the beginning.
Yeah, you missed all the crazy sex scenes, the devil's wiener,
yeah,
and all the scythes.
Is there a devil wiener in that
game? Yeah, he's got a big script.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh, sweet. Gotta play that game.
Yeah.
Gotta see that wiener.
It's your favorite kind of lollipop.
Anyway, we got really...
Capcom.
So Capcom, what's wrong with that game? So they use Dante, which is
Dante.
He's cheap.
Who else?
Yeah, Dante's cheap. Fuck, who else? I forgot. I haven't played that in like.
Oh, the. Oh god, what's his name?
Oh,
the big Transformer.
Sentinel
guy.
Is super cheap.
Yeah.
Is Arthur awesome?
No.
What's wrong with him?
But you know who's really good? Actually, a lot of people have been using is Phoenix. Because
oh, yeah.
Phoenix Wright?
No, Ripper.
Yeah.
No.
That would
be
awesome. Objection.
He was supposed to be in there.
He should have been. They'll probably make him DLC.
Yeah.
No, but what's wrong with Arthur?
Wait, Arthur from Ghouls and Ghosts?
Yeah, I played as Arthur in Super Ghouls and Ghosts, and I was able to kill a lot of people with him.
I beat the whole game with him.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't actually.
But is he like weak or?
Yeah, I guess his like, defense is not that high and it's pretty weak.
Wait,
like,
is Mega Man in there?
No, Zero is.
Wait.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
No Mega Man, no Cyclops.
Wait, what about...
just like X-Men New Class.
What about...
They cut Mega Man out of it.
Is Captain...
or First Class.
Captain like. America?
Yeah.
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, my team is always Captain America, Iron Man, Mega Man. Those are my
That's
three
a good
guys.
Team.
But I kind of miss that Mega Man's not in there. But Zero is... And who the fuck is Zero? Is that the red guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I always have a hard time... mixing characters. Like, I always feel like, all right, it's just going to be X-Men this time.
Or,
so I feel like my lineup is always going to be Jill, Chris, and Wesker.
I want to buy that game. Talking about it doesn't make me want to buy it any less.
It's a fun game.
Listen,
no, it is fun, though. Like,
Angel, I'm sorry you dislike
no,
it.
No, 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 I'm saying the online is terrible. Like, but like if you play with your friends and they don't use cheap characters, then it's fun.
Angel, you don't have any friends. Can you please send it to me?
I don't have
it. Yeah, me too.
I play at my friend's house.
Could you
fuck.
Oh, so you got friends.
Yeah.
Can you get it from your friend and have him send it? Can you unfriend that friend and have him send the game to me?
I'm going to steal the game and then go home, unfriend him on Facebook, and be like, ha 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 ha, mine now, and send it to you.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan.
That's a really great formal way of breaking off a friendship with a friend. Well, it's actually not that formal because it's really secretive. They don't tell... You're not... Notified.
Well,
They're not notified. Hey, you lost like three friends today or something.
Oh, that would be horrible.
That's
that'd be
that's
so
how you
depressing.
Do it nowadays.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Hey, you have three new notifications. Yeah, four people just deleted you.
Four people hate you.
Ah, damn it.
Okay. So, Pokemon Black and White came out as well. Get it. It's good. 3DS
gray.
Is coming out March 27th. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, you're going to fix that battery problem.
It's not coming
you,
out
waiting for
June
the
for me.
I'm waiting for the 3DS XL or 3DSi.
GDC was last week, or this week. I didn't really look at a lot of stuff, but I did watch Nintendo's conference, and they showed a new Skyward Sword trailer. And they showed a teaser for the Mario 3DS game.
Let me guess, you didn't like the colors.
Yeah, the colors. You can't stab yourself in this game. Can't
I think,
cut off your head.
I think I figured out what's bothering me. It's that, like, in the initial trailer, especially like during the cinematic, like everything just looks like a painting, right? But then when you get into the game, like they still have those colors. But like it doesn't really look like a painting anymore. It just looks like a 3D environment with polygons with those colors.
I saw from the trailer, I liked it looked a lot smoother and like the action, like it
looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, it
looked really good. Like you remember we talked about last time, like I was worried that it would motion, like you'll follow your arm and you'll look like you're hitting yourself, like it'll later. Everything looks real natural. So like I guess there are points where it'll stop moving certain directions anyway. Everything looked really good. I'm really excited for this game.
It also appears that they did something with Link's running animation, because in all of the demos that I've seen, because people are holding the Wii Remote horizontally, like pointed at the TV, just because they're in it, like their arms are relaxed. Mm-hmm. Link runs with his sword just out in front of him, and like I just imagine him like battle crying at all points. It just looks like he's
only
like,
if the player does.
He looks like a kid who's just sprinting and shouting with a sword.
That would hurt after a while too.
Yeah, it looks like his arm was a little more like down by his side, like it is in the other games.
It probably times out.
Yeah.
After a few seconds. Probably.
It would be cool if he had like a leg sheath.
Oh, that'd be
and
neat.
And then he couldn't bend
to pull
his
out
legs.
Like a mini master sword.
Yeah, maybe two blades on.
Are there
going
to be master daggers? In this?
Like Assassin's
Creed. Oh my
Creed.
God! Too. Now you're just getting ridiculous, and that sounds awesome, though.
They should do what Sonic Team does and give him a master pistil.
Oh,
and turn him into a werehog.
Yeah, werehog. He turns into a werehog.
Well, they've already done that.
Well,
they did that in the last game.
That, yeah.
If he needs a master pistol, he needs to be Black Link. So they'll give it that to Shadow Link.
Has Link?
Shadow
oh, yeah.
Link gets sick.
Has,
Shadow
has
Link gets. Sorry.
Has Link ever grinded down handrails?
Does a spinner count?
Maybe. That's.
I think what we've discovered today is that Sonic Team is really part of Nintendo's Zelda team.
Yeah, and that's why Link is going to spend most of his time looking for Chaos Emeralds while listening to rap songs.
Lost.
Yo, like, you guys wanted something new? Here's something new.
Look
You're
at
going
Lost to Woods for all these fucking
seven
emeralds.
Dungeons to find the Chaos Emeralds in every dungeon.
Oh, I can't wait till you get to turn into Super Link and fight. I don't even care about this.
Oni Link.
Joke. I hate Sonic that much.
Don't say fucking Oni Link. It is Fierce Deity.
Fierce Deity.
Deity?
Whatever.
I'm sorry that you've never spoken English before.
Fierce Deity.
But it's Fierce Deity Link. And,
you notice that we all pronounce it differently,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, I'm pronouncing it correctly. so it's not Deity Link. He's
Does he turn into Dida?
He sings beautiful songs.
Oni Link is stupid because it just what white people say to sound more Japanese. Fierce Deity Link is his name.
That you
fucking
hate JRPGs.
Dick.
So am I supposed to call it Fierce Deity
but something,
Press
something,
instead of Oni Press?
Something new that actually did come out of that trailer is that they showed a new character and people think that it may be Vati.
It kind
of
does look like Vati.
It does.
He's got sweet Argyle teleporting
I know. That's what I said. I said it when I saw it. I turned to Nick. I said, hey, Nick, that looks like Vati. And Nick said, who's that? And I said, meh.
And then, yeah, Matt just went, meh. And then he just like slid out of my room like Gumby. <It was
weird. laughs> I turned into a puddle like Alex Mack seeped through the floorboards.
Yeah. I mean, Alex Mack, I got some problems. I got some issues with
Alex
Mack.
Reference.
We'll talk about these later.
Chase and I were having this discussion a few weeks ago. Are Alex Mack and Alan Strange in the same universe?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
No?
But
are
I,
you sure?
I,
didn't they have a crossover?
No, they didn't. You're thinking of... you're just slightly racist and thinking of Alex's friend Ray. Her best friend is a black man named Ray.
Well, what about Shelby Woo? Did she fit in there anywhere?
She might have. I think they were around the same time, but I don't think
Alex
the same
Mack.
World.
Alex Mack is by herself, but I would say Salute Your Shorts, Hey Dude, and Pete and Pete. No, not Pete and Pete. Pete and Pete's in
no,
its own.
Didn't
Pete and Pete is miles. It's streets ahead of everything else.
I would say Salute Your Shorts and Pete and Pete are more similar than
no,
Hey Dude to either of those.
I don't. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think that Pete and Pete is a million times better than all of Nickelodeon's
live actions. They're all fantastic.
I think
shows.
The bottom line here is I want to bone Alex Mack.
I wanted to so
and,
badly as a kid. I loved her so much.
While she's liquid?
I think
maybe.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
So were you disappointed when she learned how to teleport her clothes as well?
Yeah. My question is, well, there's an episode where her sister is she's really brainy or whatever, and Alex is in puddle form, and her sister is like, Alex, you should try to stretch out and see how much surface you can cover. And she's doing it, and she's like, ow, it kind of hurts. And her sister is holding out this measuring tape, and her dad walks in, And he goes, "What are you kids doing? Or what are you doing out here all by yourself?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm just like stretching my brain." And he's like, "You should clean up this water." That did not look like water. You should clean up all this mercury.
Like mercury.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Quit playing with the mercury. Like,
clean it up with your bare hands.
Was she supposed to look like water and it was just because the CG at the time, they couldn't really make it look like water?
Possibly.
No, or I just think that was she supposed to be mercury and
her dad? Yeah, the dad was
the dad had never
her dad
seen
doesn't
water.
Know the difference between water and mercury.
Clearly, her dad had only ever drank alcohol for the past 30 years. He had no idea
he
what was
going
on. He got
rid of water altogether. Yeah, he was brushing his teeth with scotch. He brushes his teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Oh my God!
That's the best way to do it.
He was the original Kesha. Problem solved.
He was Kesha and Costner.
Kesha kid.
What's next? What's next?
All right. So Mario 3DS. I believe they showed 4 images and they showed the logo. And the logo has a little raccoon tail on the end, which, if anybody is familiar with Mario 3, is the exact same thing. So everybody is thinking that it's going to be like a combination between Mario Galaxy and Mario 3, which I think would be pretty fantastic, but...
I don't know. My
what do you think?
I think it's going to be like my favorite entry into the Mario series, Mario Typing. Wasn't that?
Oh, the best.
Yeah, so that's just my guess.
And I mean, they are coming out with a keyboard for the DS, which I assume is going to be backwards compatible.
Yeah, so don't be
3DS.
Surprised.
You mean
yeah.
Forwards compatible?
The 3DS is going to be backwards compatible with the keyboard. So yes, the keyboard would be forward compatible.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So if that happens, you know,
it looked
I knew it first.
Best game of the year, maybe ever.
The screenshots
in 3D
that I saw looked. It looked sort of like it reminded me of Mario 64. Just the worlds, because
yeah.
In Mario 64 the
I mean,
worlds
it's,
looked
it's...
very. They looked very inspired by all the Mario levels from the side scrollers. And Galaxy and Sunshine, they sort of branched out into their own stuff. But
there was, I think, one of the screenshots had what looked like... I mean, it looked kind of like Mario was on a planet.
Yeah, sort of. I'm
you know, planet? Like green ground, black
was it Mars?
Sky with stars.
We know how I feel about Mars.
Needs
yeah.
moms, okay?
I think
is Mario's moms going to be in this one? Is Mario's moms?
Or at least Veronica Mars.
Oh, Veronica Mars.
We actually find out that Peach is Mario and Luigi's mom, which,
ooh.
You know, creates some very awkward situations.
It's a very Oedipal story. Like, Mario will have a clubbed foot, Peach is going to gouge her eyes out with needles, and other things.
An edible Oedipal, because there's also cake.
Oh, delish.
Mario, yeah, Peach, I mean, you know, Peach always makes Mario cake, and that's how all the games start. So.
If any of you say that,
nah,
yeah,
don't
okay,
say it.
I'm
then.
Sorry. Yeah. All right. Let's move on before anybody says it.
All right. So we're going to talk about what the next generation of consoles is going to be like because we haven't completely talked about that yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's no more news.
No more news.
You guys seen trailers for L.A. Noire?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not gonna
that
lie. That looks really good.
Yeah, it
yes,
looks
it
looks great. I think
the technology is amazing.
Just from Matinee's like caveman grunt when he said, "Have you seen that?" And we went. It looks so good. I can't wait. I was saying just the other day. There was this one time when Matt and I were playing Mass Effect, and my dad was like, "What movie are you guys watching?" And we blew his mind by saying, "This is no movie, Dad. This is a video game."
Yeah, that was it was Mario
God.
Brothers actually. I don't think it was a Mass Effect.
If he sees me playing L.A. Noire, I'm really afraid for his health. His face might melt like the Nazis in Indiana Jones.
Or like if he took took a shot of Charlie Sheen drugs.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, "What movie are you watching?" And then I'll just be like, Seven, go away."
Seven.
I'm not gonna...
This is actually an episode of Mad Men.
Please go away, Dad. I don't want to kill you. With the
not
awesome
today.
Truth.
Yeah, no. Like I was excited, but I was watching like on one of the featurettes about how they got every like actor's
the face.
Yeah,
capture
face
stuff?
Face capturing. They're like, yeah, we told the actors dress up in mocap and all the mocap stuff, and we filmed the mocap, and then we called them back, put them through makeup, and then sat them down in front of this crazy, you know, setup of all the cameras.
And it was like an insane amount of hours put into that.
Yeah, I was like, what actor, I mean, would want to do that? Good thing they got a bunch of, like, you know, second-rate actors.
No, they didn't. That's the thing.
Is no, no, they have a bunch of, like, most of them, I mean, I was looking through one of the trailers, most of them from the TV show Mad Men. Like, the main character,
I'm just looking at this. There are a lot of actors, I mean, but, I mean, they've gone, like, above and beyond when it comes to, like, I mean, the voice actors that they get for, like, video games, they're good voice actors and stuff, but with this, they definitely, like, needed to get good actors. And there's one of the actors from Mulholland Drive is in it, and...
Oh, nice.
And there are
and Walter from Fringe.
Yeah, Walter Fridge in there.
The soup Nazi. Kelsey Grammer.
Oh Frasier himself. Nice.
Frasier himself. Matt and I live in the city of Frasier.
Yeah, we see Frasier every single day.
Well, every morning you have to say a prayer to Frasier.
Watch an ep.
Watch an ep. Go downtown, kiss the feet of the statue. There's this 14-story...
14-story statue.
14-story. Yeah. It's bigger than the Gundams in Japan.
No, it's a statue of Kelsey Grammer holding a DVD box set of Frasier. And it's also scratch and sniff, and it smells like his dad's chair.
Yeah.
I wonder how I didn't see that when I was in Seattle.
They were just erecting it.
Here's the thing. It's also invisible.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's invisible. Yeah,
you get the special contacts once you officially move.
Yeah, once you officially move, you get these special contacts that reveal all the secret Frasier tributes.
Yeah. I see.
It's really great.
He runs this town.
Next time I go, I'll have to try to bum those off of someone.
They just jump them and strip them off their eyes.
The only thing you're allowed to eat is tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
All day?
Yeah, all day. It's the only diet.
Oh, man.
That's on the dollar menu.
I don't know what I'd do without that tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
You'd probably die.
Probably. They're calling again.
Nobody's going to get that reference because they're all still in the eighth grade.
I think
if you do, listeners, email us and say, hey, I got that reference.
I think Frasier...
But then also tell us what it was.
Like, Frasier was on before, like, a better show. Like, I have no problem with Frasier, but I think it was on before, like, The Simpsons or something at one point.
Yeah.
And so I'd catch the ending theme song constantly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'm so familiar with that ending theme song. Yeah. Frasier. My dad watched Frasier a lot.
When you're playing L.A. Noire, you can just tell him that it's Frasier.
Yeah, it's Frasier.
It's actually Frasier reunion.
It's back on the air. They started making new episodes.
Yeah, my dad was a big Cheers fan, and naturally, I mean, his favorite character being Frasier, he had to carry over into that show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about
consoles
new generation.
I have a hunch.
A hunch?
A hunch. What the fuck?
What is your hunch?
I don't know what a hunch is, so.
Neither do I.
I don't know.
It's like a
just
hinge.
Roll with it. Just roll.
But it's bent.
It's like a German hinge. I have a hunch that the next Nintendo will be the next.
The next Nintendo.
They'll be the next Nintendo. No, they'll be the next company to come out with a system. They'll be the first ones out of the gate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what everyone's thinking.
Yeah, I think they're gearing up for it soon.
I just read, like, on Kotaku a few days ago that they said that they spotted Microsoft sending out, like, flyers or, like want ads for, like, a development...
For a lot of jobs.
Yeah, for a lot of jobs. And, like, they were like... Well, this could only mean that they're probably looking to start developing a new console.
I'm sure they've been looking to develop a new console since the day the Xbox 360 came out.
Right. What are they going to do, though? That's what can they possibly offer for their next console? I mean, obviously, more downloadable stuff. I'm guessing one of the big three is going to try to get an exclusive contract with Netflix, exclusive contract with Hulu. Streaming video.
Make it like the PSX.
Like that. Yeah. Make it exactly like the most successful system ever released. And,
Saturn?
Yeah. No, but, I'm guessing they're going to try to get a lot of streaming content because that's a big thing. And streaming game services because all three downloadable services have been.
Oh, God. Hits. I see. Yeah, I see Gamefly getting in on the digital rentals.
Dude, if that happens, I'll be so excited.
Yeah.
So here's a question.
For 3 years, I'll be down with that.
You'll never have to leave your house.
Do you guys think that the next generation is going to be all like digital and cloud based?
No, can't be.
Nah.
Why not?
Because there's a bunch of people who don't want that, so they'll still have to support discs.
There's not going
to
be enough hard drive space.
Yeah, you will run out of hard drive
space to store that many games.
I have 80 gigs of hard drive on my PS3, and I almost filled that up. I was like, what? And all I have is just like the mini games that aren't even like, they're maybe like 1 gig for like really big ones.
So then do you think there's going to be both digital and disc of like every game?
Mm-hmm, but they'll be pushed.
Or like summer.
But what I mean is that instead of just offering back catalog games or Xbox Live Arcade things, pretty much every big release will be digital download.
It's obvious that Microsoft is already working towards that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think every company is going to go for that. Hopefully Nintendo will jump on board that too. And I don't see why not.
I don't know. It's hard to predict what Nintendo does next.
Yeah.
Mostly because it's a mixture of innovation and weird, like
Japanese
conservative
thinking. That's what you got.
Yeah. Just like weird conservative moves. Like, well, we should probably hold off on this whole internet online gaming thing because that's not going to take off. And
well, they get here's, left in the here's dust. Something interesting for that. Pokemon Black and White. You can if you trade friend codes, you can video chat if you have a DSi, and you can voice chat if you have any kind of DS.
See, that's awesome.
That was pretty surprising to me. I mean, it is pretty shitty in terms of how it works, but I mean, it's something that I definitely wasn't expecting from Nintendo.
Nintendo, that's really cool.
Wait, you can voice chat so I can talk shit finally in a Pokemon battle?
Yes, and you can voice chat. Or
wow.
Video chat.
Voice chat. You can voice chat.
Holy crap. Voice chat and video chat.
That is
finally
cool.
You can show your penis to all the kids you want to rape.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I can't show my penis like I did back in
But you still have Mario to Kart. Be their friend first, so there's a little bit of work to it.
Yeah, you don't have to draw it on the front of your go-kart anymore. Matt really likes his joke.
This is terrible. I can't believe I said that. I think I can be arrested for that sentence.
You can.
Who is no, it? That's, who, that's that required.
Courtney Love
listeners.
Got sued for calling somebody an asshole over Twitter. So,
yeah.
Oh wow.
So
wait, really?
Yeah.
I think it was a little
who
more.
Who actually
than that.
Follows Courtney Love on Twitter?
Hey, 1,200 people. Or
a lot of people who love Hole. A lot of people.
I love Hole too, just not hers.
Okay, so anyway, so you can video chat, you can show people things that on Pokemon, but that still doesn't fix their console having shitty online.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I feel like, they focus a lot of development on their handheld. Like, I mean, the DS has a headset, it's got much better online support.
Soon to have a keyboard.
Yeah, soon to have a keyboard. And the 3DS is going to have some really great online support, especially like with multiplayer and stuff like that. Just what I've seen of the Resident Evil game is going to have full co-op, and you can use from what I hear, the Super Street Fighter 4 plays really, really well online.
Cool.
And yeah, I feel like Nintendo needs to get rid of this friend code thing, because I mean, everybody
for the 3DS,
who has ever used the internet uses screen names. And
right.
I don't,
there's only one friend code for the 3DS, though.
That's good. That's good. There's no
game. Yeah, it's like the same with the Wii is.
But it's so much easier to be like, hey, my name is Sir Stabs-a-Lot.
Well, no.
Instead of
now,
well, I mean,
they all start with
StonerBoy420.
Yeah. All the friend codes do.
Oh, okay.
So you get a built-in cool one.
Let me take it back. That's cool. No, it's StonerBoy420 and then a bunch of numbers.
Yeah, they all start with that. That's
yeah,
all,
and with an X, too.
Can you
so
use
you know
pot,
badass.
Is there a question? Can I use a pot leaf, like an 8-bit pot leaf in my name?
Well, you don't choose it, but it might show up.
Oh, that's
only
cool.
Only if you're in Japan, when they have like the special symbols.
That's really neat.
For the keyboard.
Yeah, hopefully the cat from Mario Paint, who's also in the photo channel, that little silhouette of a cat, maybe he'll just spark up a bowl on their next console. Am I right, guys?
I mean, I see him.
Yeah, I'm right.
I see him as more like an
animal. No, man, I know I'm right.
No, he's not smoking. He probably vapes.
Oh, he's probably a killer vapor.
He doesn't like the fumes, you know.
Yeah, but he wants the throat hit, but without the smoke.
Right.
Yeah, so. I gotcha.
Anyway.
So that's going to be on the new Nintendo system.
Right, of course. So, but my point was that Nintendo is, you know, maybe, hopefully, this means that they're trying out some new stuff that they haven't done before that they should have done, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah. And
so maybe the next Nintendo console will, you know, be on par with the 360's live service.
Yeah. And as far as their first-party releases on the Wii go, there's not much announced. There's Skyward Sword, which was told to be quarter one of this year, that is mysteriously has no release date in sight.
Right.
Like, I feel like GDC would have been a great time to announce a release date.
Pikmin 3 supposedly coming out whenever.
But nobody's talked about it. It makes me wonder why Nintendo likes to release Zelda at the end of every console's life. Why is that their new trend?
It's a good question.
It's a good question.
It is a good question.
So maybe we'll see the Wii 2.
Well, maybe
the Wii 3D when Skyward Sword comes out, and it'll be ported to that one.
Oh god, not this shit again!
I'm sick of that. Yeah, exactly. I'm sick and tired of Nintendo getting me excited for a game and being like, "Guess what? You got to buy a new console to get the good version."
Well, maybe the next Wii will come like. It will be just like the first one was supposed to be. It'll be completely virtual reality. Put on a helmet. You'll become Link legally. They'll change your birth certificate.
Will I be able to talk?
No.
Of course not. They actually
can I scream
about your vocal cords.
Also, there'll be a smoking hot princess who you'll never quite hook up with. And
can I hold her hand?
No, you won't. You won't touch her.
I won't hold her hand. Are you fool?
I won't Tetra. She's back.
So that's what's going on. Nintendo.
So it'll be the Nintendo Matrix, is what you're saying.
The Nintendo.
You'll jack in,
and then jack off.
I wasn't gonna go there. I was gonna say you'll jack in.
Do we gotta work it, Blue?
And then then after that they'll get real shitty, and nobody will want to watch you anymore.
How many years were in between Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask?
Three.
Why can't they do
two?
That?
Maybe.
Why can't they do that anymore?
98, 2000, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they've got. I think they're releasing like handhelds, kind of in between the console releases.
5 years since the last console.
Yeah. Well, I mean, between.
Or like
see,
war,
between Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, they released the Oracle season games.
Right.
Yeah, which
and I think,
sucked.
Didn't they release Link's Awakening DX?
Well, that was before. That was right before Ocarina
was
of Time.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember I was playing that while I was waiting for Ocarina of Time for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, do you guys think that the next Nintendo system, or I guess the next of any system, is going to be motion controlled?
Yes, I think the Nintendo One will be. I think they're going to try to integrate that into the Sony and Microsoft ones. Whether the Microsoft continues to use Kinect or not, I'm not sure. But I think the Sony...
Yeah, I mean, do you think if... So let's assume that there is motion control next generation. Do you think that they're going to change the means of control? So, like, is Microsoft still going to be using the Kinect with completely hands-free? Are Nintendo and Sony going to be using controllers that you have to move around with your arms?
Well, I'm not sure if... What I'm saying is I'm not sure if it will still be called the Kinect. Because the thing about the Sony Move and the Kinect is that the Wii... is the name of the console, and it has the remotes, whatever, they don't have to have a separate name for it. So, you know, the Kinect and the Move...
So you're saying...
The Kinect and the Move have to have a different name for them. I'm not sure if they'll be...
The Microsoft's peripheral is going to be called the X-Stick.
No, what I'm saying is that it probably will be built into the system rather than a... You get an Xbox and a Kinect. It'll probably
be
built in.
Right. I mean, that's the way they're working it now, is that, you know, the Kinect comes with the new Xboxes, so it makes sense that they would do that in their next generation as well.
I think they might do it, like, camera-based. Like, you know how for the Move you need to have the PlayStation Eye?
Mm-hmm. Well, both the PSI and the Kinect are cameras.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think, and then I think Nintendo will probably find some way to incorporate a camera. Uh-huh. And I also think maybe Microsoft will find a way to keep the Kinect camera, like the way it recognizes you, and then add the controller, find a way to add a controller in there just to give that, you know, that tactical feeling.
So you think
people, I think they're all going to look the same.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would say that's a good guess.
Both camera motionless control plus controller control.
Yeah.
But who knows? Nintendo might do something really crazy, and surprise us all.
Thanks, Shaggy.
Yeah, like a foot controller. Nobody's done foot based controllers.
Maybe they'll have a screen,
or they'll just come out with the most bitchingly awesome graphical.
Well, like, you know, there's
machine that you have ever seen.
I don't see that.
And it's gonna be bitching, okay? Bitches.
Oh, if it's so bitching, I'll be there. No, I don't see that happening.
You're gonna get a bitching jean jacket with every console you buy.
As much as I love Nintendo, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
You never know.
It will look good. It'll be HD.
I think their next graphical step might be about where the Xbox 360 is. I don't see them going above current gen for the higher end systems.
Mm. See, the thing is, like, I don't think
I would love
like,
to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Like, what we're going to notice is more maybe
it'll be
more particle
it'll be
effects
PS2
is what's going to be like, or more like physics based stuff. Like, it's it's not going to be a selling point anymore because it's just going to be stuff that, like, oh, you couldn't do certain things before. You couldn't see, like, clothes ruffle a certain way, or, like, you know. Mm. I don't see
I think it was a GDC trailer, but Cry just came out with the trailer for CryEngine 3.
Yeah, it looks great.
Crytek's new engine.
And the Unreal 3 trailer thing.
Right,
but
right.
I had a problem with that.
The Unreal trailer doesn't really, you know, there's definitely a shit ton of polygons and it looks amazing, but like just the way, like, I don't know, maybe it was just the characters, but it really doesn't look that much different from what we have now.
No, my problem with that was the way the guy animated looks so stupid, and the way his clothes like hung on his body. That was my problem. Was
so
just
I think
the main
like
character.
The most impressive. I think the most impressive thing with that, which is kind of like what Angel is saying, is like the lighting was fantastic, especially like reflecting off of the rain and stuff.
Yeah, but that's the thing is like Unreal's characters always look the same. Like I don't know if they have one guy who hangs out in a room drawing pictures, and then they just like they go in there every now and then when he's in the bathroom and grab some of his drawings, and then they make those characters.
Yeah, Steve Unreal.
They have him locked.
And then they give him all steroids.
They have him locked in a basement somewhere. He hasn't seen what a person looks like outside of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies from the 80s.
Every game looks
they have
the
him
same.
Watch. They have him watch Hercules 24/7, and they're
like Disney's
that's what
Hercules.
Look like.
Is that what he's watching?
Yeah, if you watch the PS3 Unreal Engine demo from when the PS3 was announced, and they showed that like Unreal tournament footage, and then they showed that
you're thinking of Epic, not Unreal.
Oh, that's what I mean. I mean Epic. Yeah, when Epic was showing, but they were showing their Unreal Engine.
Unreal
they're
Engine.
Showing that Unreal tournament game.
Yeah,
that character looks exactly like all the Gears of War characters. He looks exactly like the Bulletstorm characters,
which is a lot of fun, by the way.
I don't know. That movie or that game.
I played the demo and I didn't really like it.
No, it's stupid fun. It's just like
Angel. Has it scared the dick off you yet?
Yeah, do you still have your dick? Because if you still
only,
have your
only
dick,
play like an hour of it, I think it's it, a, I guess, it I think hanging, it's a dick scaring part.
Is your, look down your pants right now and make sure it's there.
Is your dick hanging you know by a thread?
Now you guys are scaring me. Now my dick maybe. Right, hold on.
It should. It's like a tooth. Your penis is rooted into your skin, so it should be like a little loose, maybe a little wiggly.
Yeah, that's why you lose your baby dick and get a man.
You lose your baby dick.
And
then you get your wisdom dick later on in life.
I had to have my wisdom dick pulled. This is
okay,
gross.
Okay, so 3D. Do we think 3D is going to be in the next generation?
Yes.
Yeah, Sony
definitely.
Seems like they're pushing it.
No, I think all three.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, because 360's been doing it too. Just not, you know... Doesn't has
Has it?
Yeah, it can do it. I think they patched it.
I didn't
it.
Know that.
Yeah, they patched it so it can do 3D.
Huh. So, I assume it's going to have to be an option if it is there, because not everyone's going to have 3D TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Here's the thing, is I think next generation of consoles is probably going to be no surprises.
Yeah.
I don't see like anything really shocking happening.
The only thing I can see shocking is like you were saying earlier, people like maybe Microsoft locking down like an only Netflix like down like streaming.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll be more just like big digital announcements for stuff like that, like different companies that support the system. Maybe some more like exclusive Xbox Live programming.
Yeah,
because like I remember there at one point Microsoft was trying to get Conan O'Brien to do an exclusive Xbox show right after he.
Really?
Yeah, and that was actually a thing that they were working on, but I guess Microsoft's contract, they didn't have the money for it to like support Conan's writing staff, and also
that's surprising.
Well, I mean, they didn't. I mean, they're busy making other things. They don't have the money to throw to build like an entertainment division to make shows. I don't know, but I see them probably trying to get more stuff like that.
Well, I mean, right now, once Portal 2 comes out, Steam is pretty much partnering up with Sony so that you're going to be able to access your account, access your game saves from either the PC or the PS3.
That's incredible.
So, I mean, maybe they'll, I don't know, maybe these companies will partner up and, you know, they will form some exclusive kind of partnerships like Steam with Sony, I don't know, OnLive with Microsoft, something.
I mean, if
GameFly with Nintendo.
If they're smart and businesslike, which we all know Sony and Microsoft are, they're definitely going to go for, when they go for streaming, they're going to try to get the exclusive rights for whatever's popular. I'm sure Netflix is a big one. You know, Hulu's a huge movie, TV thing. You know,
Twitter,
GameFly,
Facebook.
I don't see them. Honestly, I don't see like those services getting to be exclusive.
No, no.
Because the company would want money from all three.
Exactly.
And then in order
that's
to
how
be
exclusives
exclusive,
work, though. That's like saying
no. I know, but I'm saying in order for them to be exclusive, they would have to offer these services an obscene amount of money.
Right.
Yeah,
which
they'd have,
I'm sure Microsoft or Sony would be willing to do.
Yeah, they basically have to double their price.
Which would, I mean, that's what I see. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you go for
that? Do you think, here's a question, do you think that Microsoft is going to get a Blu-ray player on their next system?
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be Blu-ray discs. Unless they go for a weird proprietary format, which would be stupid.
Yeah. I feel like, I feel like Blu-ray format is a really good home video format, I think. I mean, or at least, like, it's high-selling enough for them to warrant putting that in their system.
Who is Blu-ray technology owned by
Sony.
Is it?
Yep.
Huh.
But Sony, I mean, Sony's willing to give out their like formats and sell them out, or license.
Of course, they would gladly take money from their competitor.
They would gladly like get money from selling. So actually, it's a good move for Sony if Microsoft decides to go with that.
I mean, they've done it before. The original Xbox
this
had
way,
a Walkman in it. I mean, your original Xbox was a Walkman. You could throw your cassettes into your Xbox, and then throw in some headphones into the. You had to put it for some reason in the fourth player port, controller port, and then you could wear your Xbox like a backpack and play your cassettes. So I mean, they've done it before.
It worked great.
Yeah, it was a killer cassette player.
Are you sure it wasn't in the MD player?
Oh yeah, I played UMDs as well.
No, not the MD, the small like.
Oh, the mini disc. Oh, yeah.
The mini disc. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it had mini disc beta.
Oh, yeah. Maybe PS4 will not have Blu-ray, just UMDs. Oh,
just Betamax. It's going to bring
will
back
be on
Betamax.
70 UMDs. Guys, I got the new Grand Theft Auto. It comes in this big sack of UMDs.
It's not even a case anymore. Literally just bags.
Sack. Just a pillowcase.
It's just a big bag full of UMDs that aren't separated or labeled.
The PS4
and
sack.
You just have to like throw them in and it'll be like, oh, you haven't accessed this portion of the game yet. And you're like, oh, damn it. All right.
So I can only assume that the shape of these consoles will be that of like a giant basket of some sort.
Yeah,
it'll just be a washing machine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm guessing the next systems are going to be huge. They're going to be computer towers.
I know systems are. PS2 is a lot bigger than PS3, right?
Yeah. No. Well, it's taller. I think though it cover PS3 covers a wider surface.
Yeah, and is Xbox 360 smaller than
it? It is smaller Xbox. Than the regular Xbox. The Wii is much bigger than the GameCube.
About the same size.
It's much taller than the GameCube.
Yeah, but it's
thinner. It is smaller.
Much thinner.
I was making a joke at first because the Wii is obviously smaller.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they'll get. I think maybe PS4 will be
only
huge.
Only the Sony place. Only Sony systems have been getting bigger.
Yeah. So. It might be gigantic. It might be a weird shape again.
Yeah. Maybe.
It will actually be a Foreman grill this time.
Oh,
it
won't just look like one.
You know, so maybe that'd maybe Sony does it on purpose so they can actually justify selling a slim version.
They'll be like, this is too small. Let's just throw some plastic in this thing and bulk it up so we can make some more money later.
I think it would be interesting
put a few bricks in it.
If somebody, if the company totally bucked the trend and made a console too small... That people kept losing it. I spent $600 on this Xbox. Can't find it.
The Game Boy Micro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Game Boy Micro. Adam, didn't you have one?
Yes, I do have one.
So sad.
It's actually a very cool handheld, and I'm sad it didn't catch on, but...
Because it's stupid.
Yeah. It's a silly thing that is very specific for Eastern audiences.
Yeah,
because I mean they like keychains a lot. They like small portable things.
They like small penises. Yeah, it makes all sense.
You're putting your penis words in my mouth, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay,
that's my wisdom.
Serious question, guys.
Serious.
Sorry. Is there gonna be a Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball for the next?
Okay.
And how realistic will the boobs be?
Why I don't really understand how that's a question.
No, okay. I just downloaded an app for my Android called iBoobs.
Uh-huh. Wait, why is it called iBoobs and it's on the Android?
Because it was on the iPhone, but they decided that was too risque. And
that's
it
took too confusing. I'm done with that. I'm too confused by these lowercase letters. Keep your vowels out of my words.
Imagine it's called eBoobs.
Seriously.
So it's just boobs, okay? So basically it's just jiggling boobs that you can adjust, like, gravity, how gravity affects the jiggling, there's, like, other stats you can do. So I'm pretty sure somewhere is looking into making that part of the next Dead or Alive volleyball just for you.
I don't understand.
Ninja Gaiden Sigma or whatever. It has six axis boob jiggling controls.
They did it with, I think, Dead or Alive 3, that you could control, like, the floppiness by, like, the age of the characters.
That's cool.
Remember that Rumble Roses game?
Remember it. Are you kidding me? I have eight
copies. Rumble Roses XX?
Yeah. Ooh, I forgot about the X's.
It was only two. Only two. So, you know, it wasn't that freaky.
It wasn't a triple X.
Just maybe, like, a nip slip or something. Or a tip slip. I really think the next generation consoles. I don't think we're going to be surprised by much. Not that we're super smart and haven't figured out. I mean, we are, but since the internet has become such a huge thing. I mean, it was such a huge thing with the last consoles too. But it's even like a site like Kotaku wasn't even around. Before, like, it wasn't big, so now I think everything is leaked. Before, you can't keep any secrets.
Yeah, it's
so
very hard.
I don't understand how they're going to surprise
Nintendo
us.
Manages to do it.
Yeah, but Sony and Microsoft. Sony and Microsoft don't. They never do.
That's because Nintendo will copyright every single idea that Miyamoto will be like, I'm thinking about having a hoagie for lunch, and they'll be like, oh, okay, we got to copyright hoagie compatibility. Like, they're so quick to rush to the patent office. I just imagine, like, Iwata just sprinting down the street with a piece of paper, just waving it in his hand, like in Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Slams it down on the... Copyright this!
Yeah, well, like, he runs into this man, and it's like, run, Iwata! Run! And don't talk to anyone! And he just sprints and... And then Jonathan,
that may be the greatest image
Jonathan
I've ever thought.
Jonathan Microsoft Slugworth is like, you have to get in there and give me the secrets. And
I was like, wait, I'm president.
Oh,
yeah. He's like, whoa, whoa, this is weird.
Nick, thank you for that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. I do what I can.
So, yeah. But, I mean, really, I think we're going to know all about it before it happens.
Okay, but here's a question. When will it happen?
Nintendo, I'm guessing E3, they're going to announce something big.
You think this year?
Maybe a release date for Skyward Sword?
That might be the biggest thing we're hearing.
I would not have guessed this year, even a couple weeks ago, but now that we know the release date for the 3DS is so soon, Nintendo doesn't really have anything on the horizon after that. I'm guessing this year they're going to announce something. If not at E3, then at
TGS. Whatever,
one of their events.
And it doesn't mean it's going to come out that soon, because they announced the Wii 2 years before.
Was like a year
it
now.
Was well, it was probably at one E3 they Revolution. Announced the Revolution, and then it was the next Wii when they called or the next E3 where they titled it the E3. Wii.
Yeah, they didn't title the Wii till 2006 though, which is the year it came out.
Yeah, but they announced it. In 2005.
I don't know. I just can't see them.
You don't think by the end of 2012 they'll have a new console? I think so. They'll get it right out of the door as the world's ending.
As people are marching to do buy this.
But here's the thing. There are already some Christians who believe that they've cracked the Bible code and they've discovered that the world's going to end on May 11th, 2011. We're not even going to get to the end of the world.
Christians constantly think they cracked the Bible code.
Okay. The same guy thought that it was going to end in 1994. He went back and he rechecked his math and he realized he was interpreting it wrong. This is a real article that I read the other day.
I love that. Oh, sorry, guys. I was wrong.
So I'd say, why are we even talking about
they need,
this?
They just need the guy who hacked the PS3, because, you know, he hacked the unhackable, so
that's
just
true.
Apply that to the Bible and you'll get the answer.
I don't know. He had my support.
And then he'll get sued by the Christians.
Yeah, the Christians, they have good lawyers.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And they have God.
I really don't, they have him too, I guess.
I don't think it's unrealistic that it would come out next year. At the end of next year.
It just seems too soon.
No,
like,
wait, six years after? No.
No, not in the sense that it's, you know, it's been 6 years too soon in that they're just now releasing the 3DS. They just released, like, a new batch of Wiis. So it would seem like they would want to sell those as long as they can, and it doesn't seem like a year is going to be enough for them.
Vitality sensor the console.
I don't know. I definitely... I think 3DS moved so fast that I see the same thing happening with the next Wii.
That's true. 3DS was announced not long ago.
Like, I mean, I guess maybe a few months ago, or even like before this year, I would probably agree with you and say that 2012 is probably a pretty good guess. But I don't know. Right now, I'm kind of leaning more towards like 2013 or 14.
That just seems so ridiculous to me because the Wii is going to
look shittier.
It looks shittier every year.
Yeah. Every year, developers make incredible strides on consoles that already exist. Like, if you look at the difference between Oblivion and Skyrim, it's amazing. And so it's making what already looked better than the Wii continue to look better and better and better.
Okay, so then let's assume that Nintendo does come out with their system, let's say 2012. Then Microsoft and Sony don't come out with theirs until maybe like 2015. So then would Nintendo be forced to make another?
No.
I think they're
going to get a leg up and ride the success of another
console. I think
for
once Nintendo comes out with a new console, the other companies will have to come out with something new.
Yeah, they're the ones who are going to have to be competing.
Yeah.
And especially if you look at this trend of Nintendo does something and they all scramble to do something too. Like, what's going to happen with the Kinect on the next system and the Move?
We talked about that when you were out of the door.
Never mind. I'll just listen to the tapes.
In your Xbox.
I'll listen to the Watergate tapes.
Mm-hmm.
On my Xbox. Yeah, they're gonna make all the Watergate tapes digital. For listening.
Yeah, so anyway, you were saying.
I don't know.
I mean, I just think it's... The console race is a constant game of catch-up. in terms of
a Heinz or are
yeah, are we talking cats?
Oh, sorry, cats up. It's a constant game of cats up because all three systems are running on different technology. It's not like it's a, consoles are completely different than any other forms of media because it's not like DVDs or anything. Like they don't really play catch up in other forms of entertainment that much. And it's really strange how the console races work because even like systems like the Xbox and PS3, where they're kind of similar in power, they're running on completely different architecture that can do completely different things. So, like the PS3 is able to do 1080p and HDMI like built in, and the Xbox didn't do that for a while. So things like that are completely different, and they constantly have to update themselves to compete with the other guy, and so I think whoever makes the first move, which is most likely going to be Nintendo, then the other companies are going to have to do something in order to compete with that. It's not going to be just like, oh, well, I guess we'll just, Nintendo got us early, we'll just have to wait another 8 years in order to release our console.
Do you think that they'll make completely new systems or just update the systems that they have now?
See, that was thinking know. That.
I can't say I don't work for them.
Like, yeah. I wouldn't... I mean, what do you expect? Like, them to, like, re-gut everything, put, like, different parts inside, and then just... I'm call sure it still a PS3? I don't see that working. I see... You would have to...
They've already sold their system to us multiple times. They've already made, like, four versions of the Xbox 360.
Do you need, like, something... You needed 720 or a PS4.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you were to take what I have now and just like, you know, gut it out and just put some new faster technology inside and then keep this Xbox 360 name, like how are you going to get me to believe that's different if I don't know anything about gaming, you know?
Yeah,
how are you going to get grandma to buy that for your kids?
They're going to have to do something. I mean,
yeah, I'm saying you need to redesign everything, yeah.
Yeah, so they're probably Nintendo is probably going to speed up the next console generation if they come out with this system first. Because I mean, it's pretty obvious from Sony and Microsoft's words and actions that they don't want the next generation to happen soon.
Yeah, oh, it's right. Obvious. They both said pretty, like they want 10-year systems.
I'm pretty sure that Sony didn't want to do the PS3 as early as it did. I bet they would have waited until 2007 to release it if Xbox hadn't come out when it did.
Maybe because, the price would have been lower, too.
Yeah, they I mean, the PS3 was... I mean, it's bulky, and it's... It was pretty unrefined at launch.
It still is a little unrefined with the constant updates every single time you turn on that system.
Yeah, is it? Every single time I turn on my PS3, new update. I was like,
yeah,
wow.
No. I've booted up Little Big Planet 2 four times since I've gotten it, and I've done three updates on that game. And it's been a week. Jeez.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're not, like, little updates. Like, yeah, today, I waited, like, 20 minutes
for
an update.
They're little big updates. Yeah.
They're little big
updates.
They're
little big updates. Yeah.
See, that's what I understand about updates on, like, on the PS3. Like, all of them are usually, like, 180 megabytes. I'm like, whoa, why? Why can't you be, like, on an update on 360 takes, like, 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, most of them now are probably just security updates.
Oh yeah, now the true. PS3 ones like... are all security ones because of the fucking douchebag. Yeah. That would be a great idea.
It was a good idea.
No.
Yeah, it was a great idea because now you took away all the points, like you took away all the good stuff that people had, but like using a second hard, using a second operating system. I don't use it, but you know, I'd like to know it's there.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't. All this stuff about hacking the systems and. I don't know, it's one of those things where I've turned into, like, the old man. And I'm just like, I work hard. I should pay for my video games. I don't care about you kids and you stealing stuff. Like, I can't keep up on, like, modded systems and DRM and whatever. I just want to play video games.
Yeah.
All the time and every day.
Yeah, all the time and every day.
But, okay.
Call me old-fashioned.
Call me old-fashioned, but I just like my 1080p. I just like my Blu-ray player.
I just like my 3D
verdict.
Gaming.
Final verdict on next generation.
Okay.
Motion controlling involved.
Yes.
With 3D? A camera. I think with a camera, with maybe more emphasis on voice chatting over IP. I mean, yes. Not voice chatting, video chatting.
Okay.
And streaming.
So we think equivalent or better than current Xbox Live standards.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There. I mean, I think Xbox even showing that with that new app, that new thing they have on
Avatar.
Avatar thing where they're like testing stuff out on Xbox Live. I think they're.
Oh, the Xbox Live. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah. Xbox Live Labs. It's a free app. It's going from the 10th until the 27th. And what you do is you just go on Xbox Live, you download it. Again, it's free. And then you get Avatar Awards and 0 point achievements.
You know what they are, right? You just get like super little, like you get a lab coat, you get like goggles and crazy lab hair. That's it.
Right.
We're doing what?
So if you leave your console on for...
Yeah, for leaving it on.
Let me explain it.
I'm sorry.
So if you leave your console on for 30 continuous minutes, you get a lab coat for your avatar and an achievement. If you leave your console on for a cumulative hour, you get, what was it, the goggles, Angel?
Goggles.
Goggles and another achievement. If you leave it on for a cumulative 6 hours, you get like crazy mad scientist hair and another achievement. And the reason they're doing this is just to test like bandwidth between you and Xbox Live, and they're performing some kind of tests for some unforeseen, unknown future Xbox Live development.
Huh. That's weird.
Yeah.
It seems so weird and secretive.
I mean, all you gotta do is just leave it on at night while you go to sleep. It's...
Right, exactly.
And then you wake up with 3 red lights with your alarm clock, and it's really great, and your system's overheated, and...
Yeah, Nick won't leave his system on for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
for some reason, even if he's not playing it.
Yeah, I'll just turn it off.
He'll play it for 8 hours straight, but if it's doing an update, he won't leave it.
He'll be like, no updates.
He has to sit and watch it while he's doing an update.
Yeah. But that's probably their plan, is that after, 6 hours, you will get the 3 red lights.
Oh, yeah, with a
everybody,
Xbox.
Everybody's Xbox. Right, yeah. Everybody's Xbox is going to be broken, and they're going to be like, oh, hey, look at what we have. Xbox 720. You should buy it.
Yeah. I'm just
slowly taking
Nintendo
out.
And Sony,
we broke all
Nintendo
your 360s.
Nintendo and Sony's head will just blow up.
they decided to go with the Stride approach. Instead of sending out a RAM to take you guys out to stop chewing their gum, they made you sign up for this free thing, give you free avatar clothes, and brick your 360s.
It reminds me of the Black Friday in Arrested Development, where George has everybody bring out all their computers to the truck and tells them they're getting new computers and then fires them all.
Yeah.
So they can't steal anything. He just gets rid of it all.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Ship it off to the warehouse. Okay, so 3D Xbox Live Internet... video and controller-controlled controllers.
What? Controller
the three
controllers?
C's! Basically the three C's!
Controllers. Controllers that use video and controls. Wait, like hand controllers.
Controllers
use video?
Controllers.
Like the Move.
That camera uses the video.
Yeah.
The controller is not a camera.
Whatever.
But you would call Kinect a controller, wouldn't you?
No, I'd call it a piece of shit.
Zing.
Yeah.
All right.
See you later. I'm out of here.
Hey, I'll be here a week, guys.
Not me.
What else?
I'm ditching it. I gotta go insult them somewhere else.
Do you, better graphics? Same graphics?
No, definitely better.
No, it's gonna be, it's gonna be a little bit better. Down. Wait, yeah, like, they're just gonna go. They're gonna go back to 8-bit. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like Angel was saying, like, do you think they're going to focus more on the visuals or like the?
They're
technical,
obviously
like,
I don't think you can.
Visuals.
That's
I
what
mean,
I'm saying.
Like, it's going to get more and more technical as well. But I mean, the textures might be in that, especially in that Unreal video. The textures might be where they are at now. But that lighting is incredible. I mean, they're doing stuff with lighting that they've never done before, and the shadows look better. Because I mean, if you look in games, shadows still look really jaggy and weird. At least cast shadows like from a tree or a building or something.
Yeah,
I mean graphics are just gonna get better.
Yeah, graphics are definitely gonna get better, but they're gonna get better in different ways that might not necessarily be noticeable right off the bat.
Exactly, that's what I was trying to say. Like, it's not gonna be like a big jump from a 64 to like the PlayStation 2. It's
no,
it's gonna be more background stuff.
Lower end games are gonna look like Uncharted 2.
That'd be great. Like, all your new Xbox
that would
Live,
be great.
Your Xbox Live arcades would be nothing but full of Uncharted 2 quality games.
That'd be amazing.
I like it. Disc and digital distribution.
Yeah. Definite push towards digital media. Larger hard drives, definitely.
Yes. Built-in hard drives.
David O. Russell has the say in every story for every video game. Family of Treasure Hunters and everything. And Christian Bale. And Mark Wahlberg.
And Christian Values.
Oh, Christian Values, definitely. We Pray is going to be in there.
We Pray.
But they're going to have to call it something else, because it's not going to be the We anymore.
We
Maybe
Bible
it'll be
study.
Called it'll be called the Us.
It's going to be called
Us Pray.
Super Party Fuck System.
I don't know.
I'm really tired.
Super Party Fuck System is definitely going to come out soon.
Yeah.
That's from Sega.
Yeah.
Sega.
Okay.
Dreamcast 2.
Yeah, whatever. Sega
it's
sucks.
Done. They're done. They have nothing going for them right now.
They have that game that looks like Bayonetta, but it's online. They got Sonic. Yeah, you're forgetting that Sega owns Sonic, Tim, guys. They turn out gold every year.
Gold rings, that is.
And you got to play as some stupid buggy piece of shit to collect them.
Do we have emails?
We actually have a lot of emails.
Hooray.
Yep. All right. Gian Piero writes, question period. What's up, guys? How's it going? So this email will be all about questions that I have for you to answer. One, where did episodes 1 through 17 go? I can't find them.
Yeah,
are they on your websites?
They're on the board, yes.
Are they not on iTunes?
No,
iTunes starts... No.
Okay, well, they're on the board, the forum that we tell you at the end.
Can you put them on the blog?
No, because that will automatically put them on iTunes.
Okay.
We don't want them. They're shitty. They're not up to the same quality that audio and content.
And Nick isn't there, so you don't want to.
That's true.
And that might be in some of the earlier ones. So.
No, you're definitely.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah, I think because I'm in the 10th episode.
Yeah,
you were in a few of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
So there you go.
7 through 17 are on iTunes.
Are they?
Well, I have them. I don't know if they're still
on there. Yeah, you can still have them, but they're just not on the store anymore.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
Oh, maybe you're just not looking hard enough. I don't know.
Yeah, but they're on the message board.
Continue. I'm going to look.
Oh, wait,
right
no. Yeah, they're not ZWT podcasts. Anyway.
Oh, are
sorry.
They on, like, Laura's old?
Yeah, I think that's
the
what
old
they are.
One?
Yeah, working title.
Right, well, whatever. Just go to the forum and download them. I was listening to episode 1819, and you brought up PlayStation Home, so I decided to go on and play. It's pretty fun. Do you guys still go on Home?
Yeah, we haven't recently, but we're really considering starting again.
Yeah, especially because we had a couple, like a month ago or so, we played and it was great.
Yeah, we had some gang fights and stuff.
Yeah, we had a full-on gang fight with the Home guys.
No, we are the Home guys.
We recruited a couple new members of the Home guys that joined us, and they bought leather jackets. And
all I know is that last time I was on Home, we were just doing dance trains.
See, dance trains are, they're whatever. That's old news. The real news
exactly.
is
that's
the Home guys. The very
the
first
OGs.
The very first
OG.
PlayStation Home gang.
There's other gangs we found
why,
out.
Why weren't you guys the homeboys? Really? You couldn't be the homeboys?
No, we're Home guys.
That's terrible. Why wouldn't you be homeboys?
What does Home guys come from? No, there's a specific reason why we call it the Home. Oh, because this video I found of this guy named Dave Wagner. And he's the number one home brother of the United States of America, and he proclaims in this. It's like this footage from somebody's AV club from high school in like 1984 or something. And he keeps saying that he goes, why doesn't it's like, the quarter's dissing. And the guy's like, why is that? And he's like, it doesn't got the Home guy's name on it. And the way he says it is so great that I'm done saying homeboy. It's Home guys. And the quarter's so dissing.
Yeah. Anyway.
So nobody disses the Home guys.
No one.
It's the best because there's no sort of fighting mechanic in that MMO.
Yeah, no.
You want to call it an MMO? So it's a whole lot of empty threats and then dance moves that sort of look like punching.
Well, it's funny because the last gang we fought took it really seriously. And he's like, you faggots just dancing at us. As if as if he could do something better. Yeah. Like, as if he's
what
so
do you do,
cool.
Sit down in front of you and peacefully...
Yeah, It was hilarious. And then we switched to double fisting, which is the running man.
Yeah, it's you can punch with both fists and then also your knee.
We just kept saying double fist him.
Yeah.
It's really great. And then our friend Jay kept pretending to be this character who was like a jock who would show up and get all pissed off.
It was great.
I gotta say though, one time I did it with you guys, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so blast. Let's do it again.
Yeah, I know, we did that for like 6 hours. That was so long.
It was good. It was. Alright, number three. I leave for Germany on the 9th of March, so I expect some pictures.
Wait, is that
so
today?
Expect some pictures of your podcast.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh.
Expect some pictures of your podcast album cover in some castles in the Germany Alps.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys want me to do anything else while I'm there,
oh my gosh.
Where should we have him put our album art?
I want him to buy a sausage and put little sausages in all of our mouths, or just like, or just rub the sausage on our album.
I don't know, GMPR. We trust that you'll do something creative.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's
our faith is in you.
Yeah,
if you listen to us,
definitely send
us
those pictures.
Yeah.
Speaking
of the album artwork, I just bought a Wacom tablet, so I'm going to update it with Josh's image, and then possibly Angel's as well.
Yes!
Good. Oh, what's Angel going
to do? I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Oh, an Octorok? That would be great.
Can I be an Octorok?
Yeah, you might be an Octorok. That's a cool idea. Anyway.
All right, cool.
Or can it be the Oku? All right. Or the...
Wait, the what?
Who?
The Oku? What the fuck's it called? The weird bird
thing? Oh, yeah. The little guy in all the dungeons.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you could be the same size as Alex's character that way. Him as Mako.
Okay. Now just some random questions. One, what is your favorite movie? Mine would be the Evil Dead trilogy.
Wow. Ooh, that's good.
For me,
not one movie.
For me, at this point in time, I would have to say Scott Pilgrim.
I knew that was
good. Yeah, oh wow, but huge surprise.
I didn't say it was going to be a surprise, but...
That's true.
Matt?
Oh, mine is Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Picking a favorite movie...
Who?
He said Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Mm.
Picking a favorite movie good is choice. Really, really difficult for me, because I like different movies for different reasons.
But yeah, plus my taste have matured as I've gotten older.
Yeah, I think The Royal Tenenbaums is still my favorite movie. I love that movie.
Cool. Angel?
Ninja Turtles 2.
Nice. Good choice.
So I didn't get a nice,
right,
but the one who chose the shitty movie. You know what? I'm out of here. Man, I'm going to...
Well, you're going to miss your favorite book.
Oh, okay. Favorite.
What's your favorite book?
Favorite book. Books for
the
nerds.
Hobbit.
Mine,
man, when I was younger, it was The Giver, but that was when I was like in fourth or third grade.
And now
I'm just going to stick with Animorphs.
Animorphs!
I can't think of a good book.
Can I go with Fudge?
So there
I'm
you
just
go.
Kidding, no.
Holes.
No, I'm going to go with Murder on the Orient Express.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't read many books. I mostly read
collections of short stories.
Yeah, I mostly read like collections of short stories. I like short stories a lot more than books now. One of my favorite books is Ender's Game, and I also really like The Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert Heinlein. And I don't know. I really like all the Foundation novels by Isaac Asimov. I'm a fan of the classic sci-fi. So, I don't know. I couldn't pick. Or Fahrenheit 451. I really like that book, too.
That's a good one.
See, I'm the fan of the modern sci-fi and the truth. Dianetics. Only book for me.
Yeah, the modern sci-fi was written in 1956 or something.
Dianetics is my fave. Either that or...
No one...
Carl Sagan's The Cosmos. It's not a book, but it's a great DVD.
Yeah, Nick's not a guy to ask his
favorite. That's the thing is, well, I don't care for reading fiction. It makes me so bored. So I read a lot of like books with like essays from different humorists. I like this book called Camp Camp. That's all about summer camps in the 1970s and 80s, and a bunch of different comedians and authors write some really great. Stories about their summer camp adventures. So check out Camp Camp. I love that one.
Alright, number three. Who's your favorite band? For me, it's Abney Park.
I don't even know.
They're a steampunk band.
Oh my gosh. When I got this email, me and my friend Kyle Burnett, who you may remember from one episode of the podcast, we watched
a
bunch of
couple.
Abney Park music videos, and they're terrible. I'm sorry, Gianfiero. They're really bad. And we found out that steampunk is not only an aesthetic choice, it's like every steampunk band kind of sounds the same, and it's really strange.
Oh, it's a musical genre.
I've never heard of a steampunk band.
Yeah, and
I've never heard of Avenue Park.
It was really funny. Just this discovery that steampunk is a genre of music, and it has a sound.
Instead, well, I thought the sound that it makes is like a train engine.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
no. Like, do they play with it's with instruments like puddle that of give mud. Off steam?
Like puddle of
stained
mud.
Or something like some like
mud, really?
Generic rock band.
Well, I don't want to insult what he likes because I've never even heard the band.
Yeah, I never heard anything either. So
I'm maybe just, not puddle.
I think,
I don't know.
I think what I'm
going
to do
like.
Is never listen to that band.
Yeah, say Avenue Park is still in good standing in Nick's eyes.
Yeah, in my eyes, holy shit, they're up there with
Dido.
I'd say higher than Dido. I've heard one of those.
Oh,
I've heard that song that Eminem rapped over, and I'm not a fan. So,
but it could have been the raps.
Avenue Park. Okay, Avenue Park better than Dido. That's my review.
Yeah, and one Avenue thing I will say about Avenue Park is that they did not have Mountain Dew in their steampunk holsters like the steampunk I saw at Comic-Con.
Oh, well, that's so cool.
And
cup holders on your pants.
Yeah, so but that's a plus.
Okay, so our favorite band's Adam, you want to
kick
this one off?
Yeah.
I mean, again, asking something their favorite movie or favorite...
I have a favorite band, yeah. Though, so this is not hard for me.
Yeah, it's hard for all these things.
It's hard for me. Let's see. When I was younger, my favorite band was Hanson.
Why would you admit that to anyone?
Yeah, why are we going back in time to reveal... Okay, so I used to be dumb.
Yeah, okay.
You managed to get by with no one ridiculing you about that, and now you decide to share that?
Yeah.
On a podcast.
It's no surprise to me.
Just say sex bubble.
Yeah. It's all right.
And move on.
Oh, yeah. Good choice. Thank you, Matt. It's done.
You like four songs that Beck recorded. No, five. My favorite band is Beck's fictional band.
I don't know. I like, let's see, Daft Punk, M82, Strokes, Weezer. I don't know.
Yeah, that's good.
They're all good.
Except for Weezer. But that's good.
That's good. I'm a big, big Indigo Girls fan. Huge. Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Matt?
ELO. Electric Light Orchestra.
Matt likes ELO. That's your favorite band right now?
Mm-hmm.
Your other two favorite are no longer living, which is very sad.
So I'm just going to move on from that.
Yeah.
So maybe they're going to die next, is what you're trying to say?
Was it?
Are they, like, does he just magically kill off his favorite bands?
Apparently,
so he can't commit suicide.
Yeah,
so
Matt needs to
so they can't get any worse?
A gigantic Elliott Smith fan, and then like one day he came to school and he's like, Elliott Smith killed himself. And I'm like, oh my god, that's so sad.
That's not fun.
And then Matt and I both became huge Sparkle Horse fans, and then Matt called me one night and he's like, hey, Mark Link has killed himself. And then I was destroyed for like a month. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, so I'm now a big ELO fan, and I think Jeff Lynne's like,
he's lived a good life.
66,
and
so
he
at this
seems
point,
happy.
Yeah, at this point, I think we're safe with Jeff Lynne.
I don't think Jeff Lynne writes really upbeat, happy songs.
Age is gonna get him, and I think we're fine with
that. Yeah, that's good. My favorite band with zero competition is the Flaming Lips. They're my
good choice.
They're my all time favorite, and will be my all time favorite. Everything they touch turns to gold. Everything they touch turns to fucking awesome. It's so good. I'm about to drop like $150 on a vinyl box set of theirs on Record Store Day, because they're releasing their first five Warner Brothers Records albums on vinyl.
Hmm. All right. Question four. This I think we should maybe even dedicate an entire podcast to. How do you know each other? Are you childhood friends, or did you meet by coincidence? The short answer is...
coincidence.
Yeah. We met in, like, 2003, it might have been, on the GameFAQs working title Zelda 4.
I think it was announced in 2004.
Was it?
Yeah, I think. Maybe.
I don't remember.
Or maybe it was, no.
Long time ago.
It was, because I think we were still on there when it was Wind Waker 2.
Mm-hmm.
At least I was around.
Yeah.
Close. Yeah.
I get it.
Was it Wind Waker 2 or working title first?
I don't... I think it was Wind Waker 2.
Remember when
two
I got
first.
I got my receipt from GameStop, like, I don't know, 2 years before the game came out, and the receipt said Wind Waker 2.
I think it actually might have been before that. I think it was Wind Waker 2 before, because I remember it was said to be a sequel to Wind Waker. Hmm. I don't know.
So that's anyway, that's
it was
short
game,
answer.
Game Facts. We're all from Game Facts, except for Nick, who is just my friend who joined in.
Yeah.
And me and Nick know each other from high school.
Yep. I have to say goodbye right now, guys.
Charlie.
Oh.
Yeah, I gotta go. My friend needs a ride from the hospital, so I gotta go get him.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So I'll sign off and say I love all of you and goodbye.
See you, Nick.
See you.
Goodbye.
Number 5. Where are you in real life? Are you married, still in school, or just living life like you want it to be? I'm in Florida. Adam's in Florida. Matt and Nick just moved to Seattle, Washington, and Angel and Alex are in New Jersey.
Yeah, and
I guess Chase, Josh, and Will are all here in Florida with me.
Are
we married?
No.
Will is the only one who's married. Still in school. I just graduated. Angel, are you doing school right now?
Yeah, I'm in school. I'm graduating in May.
Okay. Matt?
Nope. I haven't been to school in 3.5 years.
Okay. Yeah, Josh is still in grad school, and Will is graduating grad school this semester.
In terms of our career, I'm unemployed right now, and also
same here.
And shitty at everything. So things are looking grim.
Are you just living life like you want it to be?
I wish I could say that. I wish I could, I wish I could say how I want it to be. I mean, I would like to have a job I like. So if anybody knows any jobs in the Washington, Seattle area that are good, hit me
up. I mean, I'm pretty sure Starbucks is hiring somewhere.
Yeah. No, I had an interview the other day for tech support for Starbucks, and
really?
Yeah. I don't. Huh. It pays pretty decent, but I don't know if I want that job.
All right, number 6. How do you come to conclusions to make a podcast? Do you do it for shits and giggles? How did you come to conclusions to make a podcast, just in general, I guess?
Well, it stemmed from shits and giggles.
Yeah, I believe, actually making the podcast was originally Laura's idea, because what we used to do is we would just, you know, a bunch of us would get on Skype and just talk about...
anything.
I don't know. Bullshit for hours. Whatever.
I believe it started out on Ventrilo.
Was it?
I think so.
I don't know.
It must have been.
Yeah. I remember those days. Wow, yeah.
And then one time, Laura had some software and she recorded us, and then we listened to it afterwards, and it was funny, so there you go. We just started doing it.
Wait, didn't we do it over while we were playing Animal Crossing? That's when we started doing it on Skype.
Was it?
Yeah, we started talking to each other as we were destroying Andor's town in Skype.
God.
And in Animal Crossing.
That's right. Shit. Did we record that?
No, I don't think we ever recorded those.
Oh, no. I did videotape it. So, there's a video up there somewhere.
My flowers.
Of the top hat mafia.
Top hat mafia.
No, not my flowers. I'm sorry, Andor, if you're listening, we love you.
We love you and your flowers.
Number 7.
Top hat mafia will reign.
What do you think of free healthcare? Are you pro healthcare or not?
Definitely. Why wouldn't you be? it's scary not to be able to afford to go to the doctor, definitely.
Easy answer. Number 8, imperial system or metric system? What do you think is better and why?
Not learning anything new.
Yeah.
Metric is so much
easier.
Metric is so much easier.
It's better, but I know imperial, so...
Yeah, yeah. It's very confusing, kilometer to meter, I can't do that.
Yeah, right now, I'm too old to learn that shit, so...
Yeah
I know.
Do you think that you have grown as podcasters from the very first podcast till now, 48 episodes later? Latter?
Definitely.
48 episodes latter. Yes.
Undoubtedly.
For sure.
It has to happen. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and get worse at it.
Yep.
I don't know. My sexual history, not really.
You're okay.
Proving this.
Well, Angel's dick has been ground down into the nub it is now. The unsatisfying nub.
I actually got my baby dick back. My wisdom dick came in, but it's been ground down.
All right. So those are all those questions. Since I speak 4 different languages, what? Oh, goodbye, au revoir, arrivederci, and I don't know how to say this. Auf
Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. I've never seen it spelled out.
Yeah.
Gian Piero, those were actually very good questions. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks. Definitely write us back, and we're excited to hear about your travels in Germany.
And then he emails us again with fan art. Some very poor fan art, but fan art nonetheless.
Is there any other kind?
Yeah, so I decided to draw you some fan art. I hope you like it. Even though it looks like it has been drawn by a 7-year-old, I assure you I am 16. I may not be able to draw, but I can sure play a mean classical guitar. Oh, jeez. So let me just briefly describe this to you. Looks like it was done in paint. So there's like half of it, maybe one third of it. The bottom is like neon green. Then we've got like a cyan blue for the sky, some clouds, little wind swirls up at the top, and then a bright yellow sun with a Triforce on it in the top right-hand corner. And then on the ground, we've got, I guess, Matt painting a stick figure with
a hat on
it.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be me. I was kind of confused.
And then
too.
Maybe like me and Alex arm wrestling, and Laura, I assume, as a ballerina swirling around, and then someone else picking apples from a tree.
It's definitely me, because that's a very Spanish job.
I see. And it says, fun times at Zelda Working Podcast, and then under the apple tree it says, got tits.
That's great.
Win.
So I guess I'll put this on the Facebook and link it, and you guys can look at it. Shelby Deacon. A legal affiliate hack, open ASAP. Hey, this new super affiliate tool can legally hack the system to the tune of 283,191.52 per month. Don't delay, it may be available tomorrow. Check it out. Sincerely, Shelly.
It sounds good. Send that over. We could use it.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Justin S. Penguin penis magic. Hey guys, I love it. Love Justin. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Yep. Let's see. Is there anything on Facebook? Probably not.
Guys, you know, I've been asking for a long time. Still no naked pictures. I'm kind of upset. So I'm going to stop asking, but I'm going to keep expecting.
It's understood.
Keep expecting them. I'd like to see them.
Oh, Matt, you'll like this. Noah's on Facebook. I saw Matt on hotornot.com. I gave him a 5. I just couldn't get myself to give him a 10.
Thanks. I don't know what I was doing on hotornot.com. That's pretty cool.
Yep. So, yeah.
I'd say I'm at least a 6, though.
Well, apparently Noah doesn't agree, so take it up with him.
Well, that's good. I don't want to kiss Noah or have anything to do with him, so.
All right. Guys, go to our forum, tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Same website, different addresses. Please go there and sign up for our Smash Brothers tournament, because I think there's still only like 6 people, and we do want to get that going sometime. So, email us, wtpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter is ZeldaWTPodcast, and follow us on Facebook, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And please rate us on iTunes. Give us lots and lots and lots of stars.
And,
we're awesome.
And Nick and I are settled in now, so we hope to be doing these more constantly now. Not once a month.
Yep. If anybody has Pokemon, hit me up. I'll give you my Pokemon number. And we can share Pokemans with each other.
Yep. Good night.
Good night, guys.
See you guys.
I read the script for the movie, and there's a great part in the movie. This is where it really solidifies as an Uncharted movie. Mark Wahlberg's character, his name is John Drakeson. He's a cop, and
from Boston.
Yeah, from Boston, and he goes to part of the town where they don't recognize, and they're like, is like a his rookie partner is like, hey, what part of town are we in? And he's like, I don't know. This part's Uncharted, and he looks at the camera. And then the titles come up.
Hey, Drakeson. What part of town were you in?
I don't know. This part of town's Uncharted.